Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening. In the UK, free condoms are going to be offered to pensioners in a bid to, get this, combat rising rates of STIs among sexually active retirees. I was talking about this earlier to Pat Kenny and I said we're going to be giving in the UK condoms to the over 60s, and he was delighted. He said they must be having sex with fertile young women. That's not what's happening. What is happening, they're having sex with other 60 year old people who can't get pregnant and they've stopped using condoms because they'll go, oh, we can't get knocked up, we're grand. But what is happening is they're getting infections, and maybe they come from a generation where sex wasn't as, or an era where sex wasn't as common, outside marriage and all of those things, and people are not quite sure how to behave. And I am now talking to Dr. Dominic Rowley, who's a consultant physician in sexual health and the HIV medical director of Let's Get Checked, about what the over 60s should be doing to enjoy an active sex life but stay safe. Dominic, you're very welcome.
Hi, Ciara. Thanks for having me.
Lots of people are texting about this. Some people are, Connor, for example, on Twitter, appears to be horrified at the thought of his parents, who are allegedly in their 60s, having sex. I thought people would be delighted to think that they, in their futures, they'd be still sexually active. Why are we a bit weird about older people having sex?
You know, I think there's a lot of people that are switching radios off in front of their mothers and fathers right now as we speak.
They're afraid to meet their parents' eyes. That's what it is.
I visited a friend from South Africa who was on holidays with his parents and he switched off the radio.
I, on the other hand, think it would be a wonderful thing to think that we would all be enjoying active sex lives in our 60s, 70s and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of that article is, there's a bit of clickbait in that article as well, isn't there? Because, you know, free condoms, a lot of people are going to say, oh, for heaven's sake, you know, they should be able to afford them by that stage, and they should have the wherewithal to be getting them.
They could be on a pension, though. They could be on an old age pension.
No, agreed. But I think when you read more into the article, then it becomes more interesting. And of course, the key thing, as you alluded to, is that a lot of people, what we call in our specialty, is your sexual debut. People are having second or third sexual debuts at a much later stage in life. So obviously, divorce is more common. And then people who perhaps before would have been widowed and not gone into a new relationship, they aren't now going into new relationships because of online dating.
Uh-huh.
So people are starting sex again, you know, maybe after 30 years with the same partner. So there's those two factors. And then a key thing, like you said, is people think because they're not fertile anymore, therefore they're protected. And you and I have seen that so many times in medicine. How many times do we give the pill out to young girls and their boyfriends, and they thought they were protected from STIs.
Yeah.
And of course, the same thing with vasectomies and hysterectomies and menopause. People think they're automatically protected from STIs. So from that point of view, the health, this campaign is really important. Now, I don't know if I agree with the name of the campaign. I mean, did you read about it?
Is it called Jiggle Wiggle?
Jiggle
what
Wiggle.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm definitely not going to be encouraging the HSE to go with that name. I think that's appalling. I mean, that conjures up really unattractive ideas of sex.
It kind of does.
People, doesn't it?
I think that's an unfair wiggle. What the hell is that? I know where my head went, and it wasn't a good place. It should be called something far more sexy than that. And someone is saying, sex at 60, Ciara, for goodness sake, they're only spring chickens. Now, when you're 80 like I am, ..
True, absolutely. I mean, everyone says, you know, 70s, you know, 70s, new 50, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, look at Grace and Frankie. It's a, you know,
yeah,
a huge show on TV, and they're still very much active in their 80s. So, I mean, I think Jiggle Wiggle, I suppose, that kind of bugged me a little bit.
It's a bit patronising too, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is definitely patronising. But I think the overall concept, I mean, they were saying there's a 50% rise in gonorrhea in the over 65s last year. Now, the numbers are small. It's 217 patients versus, you know, 170 or that kind of number. But I suppose, it, you know, it is statistically very significant rise.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone says it's not just the newly single, Ciara and Dom, who are having sex. I'm married 41 years. I'm 65 years of age. We have an amazing sex life. Less worry, more fun. You see, that's what I think we should be viewing sex for the
Absolutely.
Older people. Like something that to look forward to, that not something that we should be kind of going, oh, that's ick. I don't know why anyone would expect that as a species we would all stop being sexually active because we turn 35 or something. I'm not sure what that's about.
No, I'm not sure it's the bet either, but and also I think there's probably one other factor. I think in Britain, residential, not nursing homes, but assisted living facilities are a hotbed of action these days.
Really?
Apparently, yeah, because of course people are moving in at a much healthier age with a view to growing older there. You know,
yes.
So it's not a nursing home concept, but it's rather you move
a lot of them would be kind of singletons because they'd be widowed or divorced, and suddenly they're presented with a whole array of a smorgasbord of new friends.
A smorgasbord. You're going to get taken off the radio for this time for using words like that.
But you as somebody who is obviously a big advocate for sexual health, you would be advising people, particularly older people, maybe who are slightly sex naive in terms of the new eras of, maybe if you're in your 60s, back when, you know, people didn't have as much sex before marriage in those days, all of those sorts of stuff. Maybe people weren't quite as adventurous or quite as casual about sex. Perhaps. I'm only looking back with hindsight. I have no idea. But what would you be advising somebody who's putting their, to use a terrible analogy,
toe back in the water, I suppose, is never to be embarrassed and never to be embarrassed to discuss it with their healthcare professional. Because their GP, or, you know, if they get as far as seeing us, certainly their GPs. And if they're uncomfortable with their GP that they've been with for a very long time, then they should see a new GP.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really, really important. And a lot of people do, a lot of younger people do that. They'd often go to a more anonymous GP practice that might be in the city centre.
Yeah.
And then that can work very well. And then you can have a much more open conversation. And I think the whole world of Viagra has opened that up for the older group anyway. I think there's very few, not very few perhaps, but it's certainly less, it's hugely less stigmatized to ask for a prescription for Viagra. So if you're uncomfortable with your own family more anonymous, busier practice, and I suppose just my advice is that we've heard everything before.
We really have, both of us. You can tell when you talk to us too, it's terrible. But it's true, Viagra, HRT, lubes, these have prolonged people's sexual activity lives by decades.
Usually, absolutely, yeah. I mean, HRT and Viagra have revolutionised people's lives.
Yes.
You know?
I was hoping we'd get some callers on air about this, but so far, no good. No biters, no
take. My Twitter account went mad, so everyone's still, it will happen. But not yet.
Yeah, well, it will happen. And I think, you know what, I've no doubt that there are people listening to the radio going, I would really like to know about this. Esol says, for the over 60s, it probably is an important health promotion campaign. They may well have come of age prior to safe sex campaigns, safe sex campaigns where condoms were contraceptive. And that's true. The safe sex campaigns largely kicked off in terms of condoms after the HIV epidemic in the sort of the 80s into the 90s. And if you were sort of someone who came sexually of age in the 60s or the 70s,
They're illegal. You have to get a prescription. I mean,
we're promoting them now when they were once illegal. It's absolutely bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's the generation we're talking about. So no wonder they need a sexual health campaign. But let's not call it wiggle jiggle.
No, let's not. Let's call it something way cooler and more sexy 60s. Listen, thank you very much for coming on and speaking to me. That is Dr. Dominic Rowley, their consultant physician.